The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also download it anywhere you get your favorite app store, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store, depending on your device. You know where you got to go. Once it's downloaded, you just search for WILK News Radio. Hit follow. That's it. Simple as that. It's free. It's seamless. Works great with your CarPlay. Why not give it a test drive? Podcast, we got you there. Anywhere you get your favorite podcast, just search for The Rob O'Donnell Show. And smart speakers, just ask them to play WILK News Radio and you can listen to us live. How's everyone doing? 508, 85 degrees, sun is out on this beautiful Monday, July 13th, 2026. Some breaking news that the governor of South Carolina has temporarily appointed, well, not temporary, he has appointed Lindsey Graham's sister to be the interim senator from South Carolina. Earlier today, and in a press conference just about an hour ago, I would say less than an hour ago, we talked about it here after Lindsey Graham's passing at age 71 from a torn aorta, which does happen. I had a couple of nurses text in, said it's something that they see pretty common. And once it happens, it's pretty devastating pretty quickly. And it looks like that was the case here. Now, the FBI did search Lindsey Graham's home and do a cursory crime scene just in case to make sure all bases were covered because of his international travel just 24 hours prior. But the autopsy was pretty straightforward and clear that that's not something that could really be manufactured. There's physical evidence of the tear. And unfortunately, it happens. So we wish the family the best, and the governor of South Carolina, who has the ability to appoint someone, has Lindsey Graham's sister, who said that she knows her brother would have loved to see her follow in his footsteps to see the work done through that he started. And they're going to have a special election at their first available time. So that was some news coming out of there. If you headed up to New England area, be careful. There's very large, very dangerous jellyfish all over the place. So I would say if you're near any beach, anywhere, you should be cautious of jellyfish or marine life because they are a real concern. I've, my time in Virginia Beach has stepped on a couple of skates, which are pretty much like a little stingray type thing. But when you get your foot on top of one and it shoots out and whips you with its tail, scares the hell out of you. It does indeed. And then when we were down in the Gulf, the hammerheads were all over the place. Hammerhead sharks aren't very friendly, so we weren't pretty concerned when they were around. But here's a story of this rush to save 30 beluga whales that are stuck at a shuttered theme park since 2024. Nearly three dozen beluga whales stuck at a shuttered Canadian theme park since 2024 are finally getting moved to aquariums in America and Spain thanks to a down-to-the-wire rescue. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, last week greenlit its emergency life-saving plan to spare the majestic creatures, which have been living in the closed-down Marineland Park in Niagara Falls, Ontario. The park had said in October that it would be forced to soon euthanize the whales if a transfer wasn't approved, according to the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. The Marine Park shut its doors to the public 2 years ago when major financial issues caused it to tank as it failed to provide adequate care for its animals. 20 whales had ended up dead at the park since 2019, according to data obtained by the Canadian press. This rescue effort will take several weeks to mobilize and complete, and the comfort and safety of the whales remain the utmost importance, said a representative from the American Aquarium Consortium, an organization involved in this undertaking. The current plan is to split the beluga whales up between 5 accredited aquariums, with 28 headed for 4 U.S. locations, the Georgia Aquarium in Atlanta, the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago, and 2 SeaWorlds, one in San Diego and the other in San Antonio, according to the CBC. The other 2 whales will be sent to the Oceanographic Valencia in Spain, the outlet recorded. The whales will have to be cleared by Canadian veterinarians before they can be transferred. The dedicated care staff from the U.S. aquariums will soon arrive at Marineland to assess the whales' well-being and make preparations for travel. Once the belugas are cleared to travel by Canadian veterinarians, aquarium experts will accompany the animals to their new homes, where they will be met with diverse seafood to meet their nutritional needs, high-quality environments, and guaranteed water quality, and on-site medical care should they require it at any time, the group said in a statement. The announcement comes after more than 8 months after Canadian government denied Marineland's request to send the 30 beluga whales to Chemelong Ocean Kingdom, which is an aquarium in China. Canadian Department of Fisheries and Oceanic Minister Joanne Thompson said the decision was consistent with the 2019 law making it illegal to use whales and dolphins in entertainment shows or keep them captive for that purpose. So now they're going to be moved to aquariums where they'll be well cared for. They wouldn't have to perform for anyone. And just the very sight of them. Now, what's troubling is there's an aerial photo of where they're being held now. And again, this is shut down for 2 years. And not the cleanest environment. Like they said, many of these whales have died since 2019. There are 30 of them still there now in this same holding tank. It's a 3-chambered holding tank, but they do have, you know, access to all 3 chambers. But it's basically looks like an abandoned backyard pool, but you can see the white beluga whales throughout it, in it. So hopefully they get a better life. And hopefully that's something that can be done with at least stress as possible. I mean, I would imagine moving these whales from the Niagara Falls regions to around the country, if not the world, with Spain specifically, is going to be challenging. These are not small animals. So something we'll keep an eye on. Something we'll keep an eye on and hopefully have a better outcome than they've had for the past couple of years. Trying to pull up something on Iran. As we said earlier, that the Iran blockade is back up in the Strait of Hormuz, which the U.S. military is now stopping any vessels to and from Iran. But the Strait of Hormuz, as per the U.S. military, is open for everyone else. Iran has threatened to fire upon any commercial vehicles that transit the Strait of Hormuz. Transits have dropped, but they are happening. I watch the marine traffic pretty regularly. And there are plenty. Either they shut their transponders off just before they get there and they turn them back on after they're through, or they are under military guide. So there are vessels going back and forth through. But the blockade has started again. But one of the things, ex-Iranian President Mohammad Ahmadinejad said to be under house arrest over reports he was in contact with Israel. This is the former president of Iran. You know, mind you, another terrorist himself. Former Iranian President Mohammad Ahmadinejad has been placed under house arrest by the country's notorious Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps following a failed Israeli plot to install him in place of the current theocratic regime, according to a stunning new report. And the New York Times, citing 4 Iranian officials, reported Monday that the 69-year-old is being held by the IRGC's intelligence wing after he left a safe house run by Israel's Mossad. Before last week, the former president had not been seen in public since an Israeli airstrike hit his compound in early hours of Operation Epic Fury in February, after which he was spirited away to a safe house. The Times reported, citing U.S. and Iranian officials. The former president, who ran Iran with an iron fist from 2005 to 2013 reemerged last week, apparently flanked by security guards, during the funeral ceremonies for the late Ayatollah Al-Khamenei, who was killed the same day as the strike on his compound. The Times initially reported in May that the U.S. and Israel had attempted to put Ahmadinejad, who became a global hate figure during his presidency for publicly denying the Holocaust, calling for the destruction of Israel and restarting his country's nuclear weapon program, back in the seat of power. That's just crazy. Increasingly clashed with Islamic Republic rulers, having been blocked from seeking his old job in 2017, 2021, and 2024. Since leaving office, the former president has cultivated a foundation for defense of democracies described to the as the hybrid proposal nationalism Islamic that posed to real ideology and class-based challenge to the Islamic Republic. Basically, a more moderate of crazy. In English, it's to a more moderate level of crazy. More importantly, the outlet reported that he made contact with an Israeli intelligence as early as 2023 when he traveled to Guatemala for an environmental conference, but not before staging an hours-long sit-in in Tehran's airport after security forces initially prevented him from traveling. The following year, he was invited to a climate change conference in Budapest, Hungary, an invitation the university rector told the Times was extended at the request of the Hungarian government official as a pretext for the former Iranian leader and the Israelis to meet. You have two enemies. One of these enemies want to talk with each other. Then it's best to do what you can make them to talk, said the leader in Hungary. The Budapest meeting included then Mossad chief David Bernier, former U.S. officials told outlets, while the Israelis covered some of Ahmadinejad's housing and travel expenses. Well, because of such contact, the IRGC has now placed the former Iranian president under house arrest. Not killed him yet, but under house arrest. It just goes to show what you're dealing with over there, and there's just no good result. It's a matter of starting to take out their infrastructure till they say uncle. And unfortunately, their people are going to be the ones who ultimately suffer.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and your money is going to move. We're going to help you make better financial decisions. We're going to call out the BS you're finding all over social media. We're going to give you actionable guidance to make your financial life clearer, less stressful. We're going to answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen to Money Moves with Jill Schlesinger wherever you get your podcasts.
But they decide their own fate now, don't they? It's 5:20 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together. We're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. 5:24 at 85 degrees. You can call or text 570-883-0098. Let's go to the phone. We have Joe from Edwardsville. Joe.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
All right. Not as good as you. You got everybody up, right?
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do, man. And you know how it is. We got the two of them are two. The twins are 1.5 years old, so they're a little out of sorts. It's a little bit wearing on everybody, but hey, it's, you know what? Like I told my wife today, if they left right now, you know you'd miss them in 2 minutes.
Yep, indeed.
I just wanted to call because this is something. This is one of the parts of my brain. The way that it works, it's a sieve that catches some weird crap. And Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, when he was the president of Iran, it came to light that someone looked into the historical footage, and he was one of the guys toting an AK holding our embassy staff hostage in 79.
I remember that when that came out. I remember when that broke, yeah.
Okay, good. I just wanted to make sure that that was part of this whole you know, and then now they took, and he's the moderate voice. He was the guy with the gun. That's just like, you know, showing up in an armed robbery and thinking, oh no, this was the reasonable robber.
Well, there's different level. There's different levels of terrorists. Come on, Joe. We know. We know this.
Certainly, yes, there are. Yes, there are. Absolutely, I understand that. But you know, when you're, well, this is the moderate one. Is this guy means that? Oh dear God, we have almost no hope in this situation of dealing with a regime like this.
No,
you know, and if the Iranian regime is already, oh no, this guy, he's got to go to jail because he's too moderate and whatnot, tells you everything you need to know about the current regime and all these people, this unnecessary war that President Trump launched. This whole thing has been pissing me off since 79. Were you kidding me? How do we, you know, I remember when that all happened and there were bumper stickers flying off the shelves. Nuke Iran. Make Iran a parking lot. Let him glow. What the hell were we waiting for? Until now, when it's, you know, they're standing next to us with a gun to our head. Come on already.
Yeah, I think at this point we start going through their bridges and power plants and everything else, infrastructure-wise, until they finally say uncle. And then even then, they have to prove it first before we stop.
Oh, yes. Yes, you can say uncle all you want. Doesn't mean you mean it. You know, that's like the guy, the kid on the playground who, you know, when you got his arm behind his back, say uncle. You're okay, uncle. And you let him go and he turns around and says, next time I see you, you're dead.
Yeah.
No.
Pretty much. I mean, it's more and more evident now that the only reason they even joked about a ceasefire, because that's all it was, that ceasefire, was to have the funeral for their supreme leader, hoping we did not blow the hell out of it. But, you know, here we are. Here we are back to square one, and I think we start taking out. I mean, we struck them 300 times this weekend, so we have, without a doubt, stepped up. I did see some targets that were taking some larger pieces of their infrastructure out of the persuasion now, and we need to just keep doing that. You know, until the entire country is dark and they can't do anything but basically wander around aimlessly. Maybe then they come to their senses.
And one of the greatest dangers to us in the current situation is people in this country who are, you know, constantly bring up the cry that, oh, so you're in favor of war crimes. Civilians are going to die. Have we ever had a war where civilians didn't? And it's a shame. It's a sin. It's a travesty. But once a fight starts,
you're dealing with an adversary that can't be reasoned with. None of that matters to them. They want to go out as martyrs. They want their people to die. And you know, maybe they get degraded enough to where the people can finally rise up and overthrow them. But until then, we need to keep the pressure on their neck and keep destroying.
Yes, and we seem to be making the same mistake here that we did in Ukraine, that, okay, if there started to be rumblings that there might be a popular uprising and didn't provide what would be needed for that, so they killed 35 to 50,000 people, and it would go, okay, well, see, no, it's almost like the Bay of Pigs all over again. Sorry, I'm a little older, I just remember some of this crap. Okay. I'm going to forget about this for a while and focus on what's going on here in my life.
Go back to that stuff, but I'm glad you're listening, my friend. Enjoy it.
All right. Thanks, Rob. Have a good one.
All right. Well, one of the sad news coming was Jurassic Park. Well, that's just what a lot of people know him for. Sam Neill, Jurassic Park star. He was the captain of the XO on the Hunt for Red October under Sean Connery, and he was the one who wanted to raise rabbits and was shot in the chest while they were trying to get the boat. Jurassic Park, I mean, everybody knows him from there. Passed away at 78 after some cancer recovery. And got a loss. A great actor. I enjoyed a lot of the movies he was in. So we got word that he, and there's an AI video going around of the T-Rex going up to his tombstone and giving one of his loud roars and then laying down on it like, you know, the family pet would be doing. So, yep, sad news there. Good actor. I enjoyed many of his films. He was born in County Tyrone, Northern Ireland in 1947. So, it's 5:31 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. We're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. I did have somebody point out to me that between July 13th and 14th in 1977 was the massive blackout that left much of New York's area in the dark, including most, if not all, of Manhattan in the five boroughs. So I do remember that. We've also had a lot of calls on Kaiser Avenue. Kaiser Avenue is jammed up so much so, actually going in both directions, that it's even backed up onto the McDade Expressway, all the way back now to almost right past 81. So as you get on the Scranton Expressway, McDade Expressway, however you call it, Scranton-Carbondale Expressway, it's backed up. All because Kaiser Avenue, then in both directions. Kaiser Avenue is jammed all the way from the Scranton Expressway, headed down and then north, all the way into, almost by Simplex Drive. Or over by the Harris Miniature Golf Course. The mobile station there. So Kaiser Avenue going in both direction all the way. And then it's all actually backing up on 11 on the Scranton Expressway. It's so bad on the Kaiser Avenue. The ramp is all backed up all the way onto the Scranton Expressway. So I'm looking at that now. And we've gotten a couple calls on that. I appreciate it. But it doesn't say what's causing it. But it seems to be in one direction up until over near Kaiser Autoland. We're just past the Josie's Frozen Custard and Ice Cream Stand. It seems to switch from going one way to the other way. So I wonder if there's something right near Ferdinand Street that's blocking it, because it looks like that's where it changes from one direction back up to the other direction back up. So if you have any interest on that, information on that, we will know. We talked about the heat and humidity that's coming. Yes, it is coming. We have a heat advisory for tomorrow. Heat advisory has been issued by the National Weather Service beginning at 11 a.m. tomorrow and ending at 8 p.m. on Wednesday night. So all the way Tuesday into Wednesday. Tuesday's high is looking at around 95, 96 degrees. With heat indexes up to 100 expected. Wednesday's high, well, we read it, 99, with heat indexes well above 100. So hot temperatures, humidity cause illness. Everything in moderation. If you don't have to be outside for an extended period of time, don't be. Do it in moderation. Enjoy the beautiful day. It's going to be nice, sunny, and hot. Make sure you protect yourself from the sun if you're out. Even if you're in your pool or something, make sure you... You do that. I was talking to someone who actually was investigating studies. You know how they say don't leave plastic water bottles in your car, like you buy a case of water or your water bottle. Never leave it in the car because the BPAs leach from the plastic into the water and you drink it and you get poisoned. Well, that's even more so, I've heard, for sunscreen. You know, what do you do with your sunscreen? You leave it in your car, you leave it in your beach bag. You know, it's getting beaten by the heat. You leave it out on the beach next to you when you're using it. And the sun's just beating down on it. And the same thing is happening. Those BPAs, that plastics are leaching into that cream, and you're putting that cream all over your skin, which in turn is then leaching into your body. So interesting, turned me on to that interesting study that's been done, many studies, to show that. And it's something you really don't even think about. That's why a lot of the spray-on, which have their own issues because there's an aerosol involved with it, but they come in aluminum cans now. So something to think about if you're concerned with that sort of thing. But made a lot of sense to me after reading the report. So just be careful the next couple of days. Listen, it's going to be hot, strenuous activity. I know some of you out there can't avoid it. I know they're moving some more manual labor things to earlier in the morning and cutting by later in the day when the heat really comes down. But, you know, moderation like anything else, but enjoy it. It's 541 here at WILK, time for 2020 traffic and weather together. We're back with the Rob O'Donnell Show. 546, 82 degrees as we start to wind things down for the day. Excuse me. Had a sip of my iced tea go down the wrong way. U.S. Central Command, which is the military division that is responsible for the Middle East, just put out a statement at 4:45 Eastern Time today. The U.S. Central Command began launching a third consecutive night of strikes against Iran. These strikes will continue to impose a heavy cost on the Iranian forces, will continue forces and degrade their ability to attack innocent civilians and commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. So that was just posted 30 minutes ago, and as per 4:45 p.m. Eastern Time, U.S. Central Command had begun launching strikes, a third consecutive day of strikes against Iranian assets. Now, just earlier today, before these strikes occurred, they said that we have hit 300 targets in the past 2 days. So this is the third day adding to those tallies. So hopefully our men and women remain safe, and sooner or later Iran comes to its senses. But unfortunately, I don't see that happening. I don't get this. I could see the technical aspects of it, and I could see where maybe people would be interested in this, but there's a bizarre new dating method that's taking California colleges by storm as it wipes out primitive Tinder and other dating apps. You know, forget about swiping right. A bizarre new AI-powered dating service is sweeping across California college campuses by replacing endless swiping with computer-generated matchmaking that promises to find students more compatible dates. Ditto, a startup founded in 2024 by former UC Berkeley students, is expanding rapidly after ditching the Tinder-style model in favor of an AI-driven system that pairs users based on their interests. Now, mind you, this is how Twitter started. This is how Facebook started. This is how all these major platforms, billion-dollar platforms that are used today, started. So I'm not going to discount anything. But are you okay with AI narrowing down your selection for who you should and shouldn't date? I mean, maybe it weeds through some of the garbage. I mean, they're using it for resumes, so why not dating, you know, perspectives, right? Instead of scrolling through profiles, students complete a survey that allows the platform's AI to determine their matches. New pairings are generated every Wednesday, giving match students the chance to choose a time that works for both. The AI then goes a step further by creating an itinerary for their first date based on the input of the two individuals. Although the company launched in Berkeley, it's now operating in campuses across the country, including 9 universities in California. Ditto says its AI-first approach is already resonating with Gen Z. According to the company, it has arranged more than 12,000 dates, with 92% of match participants saying they wanted to go on a second date. Well, all right. That's not a bad stat there. The startup bills itself to replace as a replacement what it describes as outdated online dating. For the past 20 years, we connected in primitive ways, Ditto says on its website, but now AI brings your profiles to life as agents. Whatever happened going to church, going to the gym, going to the supermarket, going to the mall, going to the park, going to the beach, is that really outdated too? I mean, I understand it's hard. It takes a lot of courage to walk up to a stranger and show you're interested, ask for to go out for a drink or a date. I get it. Listen, I've been married for 30 years. We've been together over 30 years now. We've been together for 35. Yeah, I get it's a different ecosystem out there, but are the real traditional, you know, meeting someone at church, meeting someone at the gym, meeting someone at the supermarket, meeting someone anywhere in person to where you see someone. I mean, I understand you're basically dealing with just visual likes and dislikes, right? I mean, you're seeing somebody out in the real world. You don't know anything about them. I mean, that's why places where you might interact a little bit so you can get a little inkling of what their personality's like, you know, how they talk, how educated they are, or, you know, how fun they are to be around. But AI, I mean, AI is only as good as the input that gets put into it. So if someone's a Casanova, if someone's a playboy or playgirl, if someone's just looking to hit and miss, you know, if someone's looking to portray themselves for something they're not, that's easy enough because all you have to do is input the things you think they want to hear. And that includes AI, and they're going to match you based on that. So it's not a true, unless you're 100% honest, which that's up for the person inputting it. And I think anyone, because I hear the stories all the time, anyone who's used any dating app has their stories of horror stories. You know, we all know from social media, stop using filters. We know what you really look like already. You know, people see somebody online, they finally meet them in person, and it's like, you're not the person that I see online. You're not the person I see online at all. I find that at this stage in my life, I find it, you know, pretty funny that people are altering their looks so much on social media, on their profiles, on their life. That's why I say you can't get too carried away with everything that's on social media. It's literally the highlights of everybody's life. And it's a false facade. It's just, you know, it is. And these dating apps are pretty much the same. I mean, you're posting in there things that you think will attract who you're looking for based on who you really are. So I would say this would be a great thing if it was inputted honestly, but can you really be solid on the integrity that that's what people's doing? Or are you like me and skeptical and say, well, both guys and girls are just going to input what they want to make themselves more attractive online, to gain the type of person they may be looking for or gearing towards rather than who they honestly are. But I don't discount a service like this, Ditto AI as it's called, because it's the same way X or Twitter and Facebook and all the others, you know, Match.com, they all started like that. For the last 20 years, we've connected in primitive ways, Ditto say on its website, but now AI brings your profiles to life as agents. The app Rise comes as loneliness continues to draw national attention. Ditto has arranged more than 12,000 dates, 92% paired. Participants say they want to go on a second date. In 2023, advisory, former U.S. Surgeon General described loneliness as an epidemic. Loneliness is an epidemic? We have the opportunity and an obligation to make the same investments in addressing social connections that we may have made addressing tobacco use, obesity, and addiction crisis, said the Surgeon General, the prior Surgeon General. Whether AI can truly replace swipes remains to be seen, but Ditto is already betting the college students will have leave a primitive Tinder in the past. Well, listen, like anything else, there's going to be new platforms and new I say get out more. Right? Go to the gym, go to the beach, go to parks, you know, go to church, go to places where you're going to meet people with your same interests. You know, if you like baseball, listen, go to the baseball games. And just don't sit in your seat. Walk around, enjoy yourself, get a drink, mingle around, get friends there. The other thing is, what's the worst someone can say? No, I'm not interested. Take the risk. Somebody interests you, and I'm not talking about in a creepy way. I'm like, if you're generally out there and you see something that interests you, male or female, one way or another. Girls, same thing. Don't be hesitant or shy. Don't think that the guy has to come up to you. And believe me, it's getting more and more where girls don't think like that. They have no problem going up. More so, you know, I think the guys are more shyer, actually. Take the risk. I mean, maybe that's the person. Maybe not. But what's the worst that they can say? No, I'm not interested. No, I'm taken. No, I'm just not looking right now. No, I'm perfectly fine being by myself. That's it. It's the worst that could happen. All right, thanks. You know, I hope you have a great day. It was really nice meeting you. Maybe that changes their mind to where the next time they see you, they're like, hey, you know what? I like the way you took that rejection. And maybe we will go on that date because I've seen that happen too. Either way, I don't know if I want to leave it in AI's hands. And again, I think it's up to the human that's putting the data into AI that we have to be more worried about than AI. But as far as narrowing down, you know, who you even look at rather than just swiping at filtered pictures that we know most of them don't look like to begin with, whatever makes it meet your person, right? It's coming up on 5:57 here at WILK. We'll be back to close out the show in just a minute. Well, that's it for us today on this Monday, July 13th, 2026. Today's show is brought to you by Roach Supply, the premier bath and kitchen supplier of NEPA, celebrating 75 years in business. You can visit roachsupply.com today, and we appreciate them for sponsoring today's show and every day's show, our friends over at Roach Supply. So give them a check out. Again, that's roachsupply.com. And I appreciate all of you. I got the text message. Somebody said, Rob, women are evil and vicious. Now, I've seen some bad dudes out there, too, so I'm not going to say they monopolize that market. But there are some doozies out there on both sides. I mean, what about this girl we talked about earlier today? She was breaking into the guy she was dating's house to clean it up. And now there's a fad I think I can get into, right? Even though she was breaking and entering. Minor things, right? Minor things. Oh, that being said, we do have that heat advisory tomorrow into the next day. So if you don't have to be out and about, find you some place cool to be. If you don't have air conditioning at home, maybe you want to go out to the mall, one of your community centers, a movie, someplace nice and cool. That said, it's time for the end today. God bless. Be safe. We will see you guys tomorrow.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.